something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. When the Holy Ghost is working in your life, all the things around you will be tamed by His presence. Tamed by His presence. You have nothing to fear. They are tamed. Around you, their strength is gone from them. He says, strong meat belongs to those who are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Strong meat belongs to those who are of full age. Okay, let's find out if you are of full age. How many of you here are of full age? I'm putting up your hand. Okay, let me give you the characteristics of those that are of full age. Are you ready? Number one, you want to write. You show your full age. How old is full age? Hallelujah. It says strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses. It says by reason of practice. By reason of practice. They have their senses exercised, trained, by reason of practice. Practice. They have their senses trained, by reason of practice. They have their senses trained, trained, trained. If something happened suddenly, maybe you tripped, do you go, Mommy! Some of you, there are elderly people, till today they call their grandfather's name when such a thing happens. They call their grandfather's name. Even though he's dead, they call his name. Christians, born again, they are not mature in the things of God. It is said that the choices of life, not the compulsions, reveal character. What does that mean? When we are not on our guard, what we say and what we do is what really describes our character. When we don't have to prepare for it, how do we respond? What do we say when we are not prepared? That's how you know who we really are. What did David say? He said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. He said, I was glad. That's the king. I was glad. There are certain things about children, spiritual children, that you can easily find from God's word, and you notice they are alike in the natural world. See? They are alike in the natural world. Children can be, you know, the sheep and the goats, they behave alike when they're young. Very jumpy. But as they grow, the sheep is submissive. The goat is resistant. Did you ever pull a goat with a rope on its neck? Always doing like this one. Especially the ram. The he-goat. That one that stinks. Very resistant. And you keep dragging it. But the sheep or the ram, you put the rope, it follows you. It follows you. not resisting, not fighting back. Many times when we're fighting back, it tells us if we were sheep, then we are still lambs. We are still young. We are acting differently. We're acting not as a mature person in the things of God. The more you grow in Christ, the more submissive to Him you become. And then it is easier for you to also recognize Him, to see Him in people. But when you are a child, you don't know. So your language is different. Your language is harsh. Even sometimes there are leaders who have not grown spiritually. They may be leaders. That you're a leader in the house of God doesn't mean that you're spiritually mature. It's a pity. It should be the other way. But sometimes people are handpicked who haven't grown spiritually. I can give you a simple example. That I tell pastors, in a congregation, you have to express respect. The Bible says, treat the young ladies as what? Your sisters, the young men as your brothers, the older women as mothers, the older men as fathers. That's what it says. Now, when you come, sometimes you're not even the pastor, you're just leading a song, or you are reading the rhapsody to us or something, and you say, now everybody must stand up. Everybody. I say everybody. Sometimes even the pastor of the church is there. And here's this person, everybody must stand up. Everybody. What in the world do you think you are? That's a manifestation of childishness. You're not mature in the things of God. Your language changes. If you're an usher, I said, don't sit there. I've warned you. Don't sit there. Then you hold your Bible like this. All the reading of the scripture, no one is entering your head. They're just holding your Bible like this. You are pretending. God's children can be instructed in wisdom and in love. If you say, sister, please don't sit here. Someone else is coming. I will help you get a chair now. Eh, okay. But when you say, don't sit there. Move to the other side. Move. Ah, what is it? Trouble has come. Ah, what is it? Ah, is it not church? I said, move there. He said, I will sit here. Hey. Now she said, I will sit here. Do your worst. You are trying me. All in the house of God. When you grow up, you walk in love. I said, your language will change. Oh, sister, please, this chair is for somebody. Can I help you get another one? Ah. That's the natural. You won't. For what? Please, don't be offended. Please, let me help you. We have to deal with people as though they are something, because they are. And only when you mature in Christ do you see that God is in every one of them. As they came to church, God came to church in them. You see it? But when you don't know it, you think they came to look for God. No, God's children come with God. They don't come to look for God. They don't come to look for God. They come with Him. He comes in them. And the moment you learn to treat people like that, you'll be amazed what the Holy Ghost will be doing in your life. Things will begin to change in your business, in your finances, in your marriage, in your home. You'll be amazed. You say, just that thing. How is it connected? Oh, I will tell you. When you please God in a single act of righteousness, He's challenged to boast to demons of darkness about you. That's the way God is. Once you do something as he wants you to, he begins to talk about you. He starts talking about you. He's excited about you. Walking in love is one of the hallmarks of Christian maturity. And you will see it, you will hear it in your language, in your daily walk. The way you respect others, it means you have seen God. But when you haven't seen him, you treat everybody like nonsense. Hello? Are you getting what I'm telling you? You see, when we close now, you see what will happen. As you are going through that place, you'll be going your own like this. You are coming from church. You are elbowing people. Excuse me. Excuse me. Why? You are rushing to catch me. You are talking. God is not there. You are resisting God. Are you hearing me? Then the other one that was elbowed. The same mouth, you said, hallelujah. Listen, what are you going to do? To be carnally minded, he says, what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded, it means seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. When David came to the battlefront, a young man, he said to his brother, Eliab, he said, why is that man cursing the God of Israel? His brother said, what are you doing here? Come! Always proud. The other soldier said, what's wrong with you? What are you doing here? If they had known, you see, they could not see. They didn't see that there was an anointing with this young guy. They didn't see his future, that he was going to become king. They couldn't see.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, being spiritually minded.
Hallelujah.
To be carnally minded, he says, what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded, it means seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. When David came to the battlefront, a young man, he said to his brother, Eliab, he said, "Why is that man cursing the God of Israel?" His brother said, "What are you doing here? Come!" Always proud. The other soldier said, "What's wrong with you? What are you doing here?" If they had known, you see, they could not see. They didn't see that there was an anointing with this young guy. They didn't see his future, that he was going to become king. They couldn't see. But look at Jesus in the temple, a little baby. Simeon sees. He's a prophet of God. He sees. He had said, "Lord, don't let your servant die until he sees the redemption of Israel." Now the baby has been born. He's taken to the temple for dedication. Simeon goes there. He sees the baby. He worships. And he says, "Now let your servant die in peace." That's a problem with old men. I'll tell you about it later. An old woman came. Hannah. You know what? She saw the baby. And then prophesied too. And said, "I'm going to tell everybody about him." An old woman gives her life to Christ and goes to preach it. An old man gives his life to Christ and prepares for death. You see it? Every elderly man in this place, say, "Not me." Yes, you must be different. You must be different. The man saw Jesus. He said, "Now, Lord, let your servant die in peace. My eyes have seen the redemption of Israel. I'm ready to die." The woman saw and said, "I must tell everybody." Are you still there? You sure? Well, the man saw Jesus and knew who he was. Can you see a little child and know his future? It takes the anointing. It takes maturity in walking with God to know it. But no, you don't know it. You look at the child and kick him and throw him away. You look at everybody like nothing. So if only you could see their future, you'd be excited. But you're not prayerful because you're a baby, so you don't care. But if you're praying and rejoicing in Christ, he begins to show you their future. And you pray again and you rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. You pray for that brother and that sister. Then God shows you their future. He says, when the Holy Ghost comes, he shall show you things to come. There may be a brother that offends you. You don't know why in the last 5 services he's just been sitting somewhere around you. Each time you want to move, I can't stand him. Then an usher just comes and says, "Please, all of you shift that way." Then you shifted that. Now this brother has been moved to shift towards you. And God will say, "Get him a gift." Let me tell you. Tell yourself, "I will see God in people." Say it again. "I will see God in people." Say, "My eyes are open by God to see Him in people. When I look, I can see God in human beings." Father, I thank you for helping me to see their real value as you saw them when you sent Jesus to die in their place. I'm your partner in helping them discover who they really are. You believe that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You believe, you receive. You don't believe, you don't receive. You know, we can just close and go home after saying that. Because it's very true. There are people who say, "Well, they don't know what all these preachers are saying." Too many Christians, they say that they are surrounded by Christians in their homes. There's one
Christian on this side. I have another neighbor on this side, he's also a Christian. They say behind the house is a church. In front of the house is another church. 100 meters away, another church. That they are tired of the churches around them. Well, you should be glad that you're surrounded by Christians and surrounded by churches. Because a day is coming. The Bible says there will be the famine of the word. And men will seek to hear the word of God and not hear it. So that we have it today in abundance around us is wonderful. It's God's blessing. We should accept it with gladness. There are nations today that used to have the gospel and send the gospel around the world. You hardly hear anything about Jesus in those nations today. And sometimes some Christians travel from countries like this and then they go to Europe and send messages back home and say, "You are so stupid." I say, "The white man that brought you the gospel doesn't believe in it." He says, "They used it to deceive you." No, we have not been deceived. Jesus was not a white man. If you don't know the definition of a white man, go and find out. They're not all the same. They're not all called white. Jesus was not a white man. And for those of you who preach black, Jesus was not black. You say he was in between them. No. He came from Israel. And those from there are not called whites. But something more important about all of this is the fact that we have a Bible and we can read it for ourselves. Thank God for the blessing of education. And we can read the Bible for ourselves, study it for ourselves, and see what's in there. More so, the reality of the Holy Spirit. If we were deceived, they couldn't have given us the Holy Spirit in deception. If you have the Holy Spirit and you still don't know whether that is the Holy Spirit, you are in delusion. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that lets you know that you're a child of God. The Bible says the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He bears witness. He's the one to testify within us that we are the children of God. He lets us know inside us that we are the children of God. And there's a love for Jesus that you have within you that lets you know you belong to Him. You belong in His kingdom. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's not enough to believe. You have to put your life with it. If you believe in Jesus, you must act like it. You know, whenever we talk like that, religious people get happy. You know, because religious people, they are very oppressive people. They oppress everybody. They like to tell everybody, you don't practice what you preach. They say, they teach us about everything. They want us to do, to be like them. We don't have to be like you. We prefer to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our model. He's the one we want to think like and talk like. And if you ever want to know what Jesus is like, go to the Bible. Some Christians don't want to study the Bible and they believe they can know Jesus better. You'd never know Him better. The Bible says He is the living word. Jesus is the living word. We have the written word. And the written word reveals the living word. If you don't know the written word, you'll never know the living word. In walking with Jesus Christ, we have to work according to His word. But how can you work according to His word if you don't know it? How can you work according to His word if you don't know it? You know, the Jews, were very interesting people. They said, this Jesus, we don't know where he's from. Why? He doesn't talk like us. He doesn't act like us. He says God spoke to him. We don't think God spoke to him. We know that God spoke to Moses. All right, were you there when God spoke to Moses? How did they know God spoke to Moses and that God didn't speak to Jesus? The reason they failed to know that God spoke to Jesus and through Jesus was because they were actually ignorant of what God said to Moses. If they had known what God said to Moses and had known what Moses preached from God, they would have known that Jesus was from God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by
Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-00-2372
or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
God bless you.